Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to our second ever live deal. I'm actually in my cabin. So I'm hoping the internet sticks with us. The internet here is not known for being super fantastic, but I have high hopes it's going to work. Looks like we're already getting some hellos. Elena Figueroa Calderon, great name. And Thomas and Kristen in the house. Joy Cleaning, welcome. Robin Johnson, Robin's Cleaning Birds. So glad you guys are here. Excited to have everybody on. I guess let's just, actually it says I have zero viewers and three comments. So I don't know how that, and six reactions. So I don't know how any of that works, but I'm not that bright. So let's jump in and get started with today's topic. So hi, everybody. It is Mike. Welcome to today's show. Today, we are going to be talking about a massive growth killer for cleaning companies when done wrong and the potential to supercharge your company, your cleaning company, when done right. We're going to talk about picking, choosing, and tolerating only the best customers as opposed to the yahoos that some of us get tempted to put up with sometimes. So let's talk about first and foremost. A lot of times people think, well, I know I've got some bad customers, but so what? Big deal. It doesn't make any difference. The reality of the situation is, hold on one second. It says I've got zero viewers, which is stressing me out. I see a bunch of comments. Hello, everybody, by the way. Russ Goddard, welcome. David Franco, welcome. Angela Johnson White. Somehow we've got lots and lots of comments, but no viewers. So I'm hoping y'all can see me. Maybe you give me a heads up in the chat saying, yes, I can see you, Mike. Because somehow, again, no viewers, lots of comments. Weird. And once I get a couple of people saying they can see me, I guess we'll get going. But I don't want to be talking to nobody. Let's show our little agenda. Look at that. Huh? Fancy. Oh, it's not that fancy because I think it cuts it off. Anyway, you guys out there, can you hear me? It looks like I have zero viewers, but lots of reactions. So I would love to know what, David Franco saves me from sitting here talking like a crazy person saying, yes, I can see Mike. All right. Well, I don't know how we have zero viewers, but lots of people commenting. So I'm just going to assume that everybody can see. And if not, you and I'll just hang out, David Franco. So again, today I wanted to jump into choosing the right customer and what that means and why we want to do it. And the first and foremost is I think we lie to ourselves and tell ourselves that there's no cost to taking bad customers, right? If we just put up with a bad customer, it's no big deal. But there's a huge cost. I want to make sure that we, TK, Thomas says he can see me. Welcome to have you. Big hugs to Thomas and Kristen. Love those guys and gal. The cost of having tolerating bad customers is a lot. First and foremost, we've got not able to keep good employees. If you've got a bad customer that's always complaining and not respecting you and your staff and constantly making life difficult, the good employees aren't going to want to hang out with that. And also it makes your life difficult because if it's a good customer, they've got an issue. We want to make sure that we address that. The problem is the bad customer, we can't tell if it's a real issue or if it's just a bad customer being a bad customer. So that's the first thing. Second of all, they tend to be the least profitable. Almost never when I walk people through this on our coaching and we help people raise prices and make sure that we negotiate payment terms that are fair and all that sort of good stuff. When they have to raise prices, they find that the person that they have to raise price on is their least favorite client anyway, right? They're like, oh, that guy was kind of a pain in the neck and I was looking to get rid of him. It's almost never. I can't think of the last time where someone said, oh, that's my favorite customer, unless it was someone they had forever. Like, oh, I had that customer. Oh, I'm trying to figure out what a good view is. I had that customer, sometimes like, oh, that was my first customer and they're always sweet. They have to raise prices. But most times than not, if it's not like your first customer, it's that guy's always been a jerk. These people have always been jerks. And it's just funny how your least profitable customers tend to take the most amount of time. And the problem with that is they suck the passion and time for the good customer. So what happens is when you've got complaints or feedback or stuff coming in, the problem gets to be that you can't discern. So if you've got this guy always complaining and always giving bad feedback, you're always having to deal with them. Sometimes the good customers that never complain, when they have a real concern, you lose it. You don't deal with it because you're spending so much time with a bad customer and dealing with that guy or gal or people's drama. So really, the cost of the bad customer, and there's a dozen of them, but just off the top of my head, the good employees aren't going to stick around for that. They're typically the least profitable, but they take the most amount of time, and they suck the time and energy and passion that you should be putting into your good customers, the people that are paying your bills and that you love and that you want more of. They get the bum's rush because you're too busy dealing with Mr. Complainy Pants. So that's the first thing I want to make sure that we understand, that choosing your customers isn't just a way to kind of something to sound good. It really can affect the bottom line, or will affect the bottom line of your business. So let's talk about what beliefs around this concept, because we got to start with the beliefs and we can kind of move to what we're going to do. But the beliefs around this concept that are going to kill your cleaning company are, hey, what's up, James Roman? Good to see you, man. Putting up with the wrong customers isn't that big of a deal. As long as we believe that, it's going to be a problem. Because here's another one. If we feel like we don't know how to get good customers, or even who the good customers are, we get trapped into feeling like I've got to put up with bad customers, right? So the inoculation for all this stuff is having a system where you can attract all the right customers that you want. That is going to kind of protect you from putting up with bad customers. Because the reason we put up with bad customers, we've got this belief that's just not true. If I fire this guy or gal, or I start putting up rules and I start saying, no, you can't treat my staff like crap. No, you can't complain every time. Yes, we do expect you to have some sort of appreciation. Yes, you do have to pay a profitable price. All these things, we have fear that if we do that and put down some rules, they're going to leave. They're going to quit, which if we can't replace them, we have no system to attract good customers, it's terrifying. So the best way to make sure that we do this is A, have a system that we know how to get clients, and B, realize we can always replace bad customers with good customers. So it's kind of a twin thing. If we have a belief that this guy's got money or they're paying me, therefore I have to put up with their crap, that's going to kill you. And that gets even worse when you believe, well, maybe I don't have to put up with this crap, but I need his money. And if he quits or she quits, they're magical. I can never get another customer. That's a problem. The other one is you don't have to bid or accept money from everyone who asks, right? I turn down far more people for working together than I accept, right? Just because they have money and they're willing to pay you that money for your service doesn't mean you have to take it. That's a bad belief that'll kill you. When you kind of feel, and that'll turn you into one of these people where instead of them running their business is running them, right? Because they've got a bunch of customers that don't appreciate them, bossing them around, treating them like crap, calling them on vacation, ruining their life. But if you've got the mindset of I've got to put up with this crap, or I deserve this, or any of that weird stuff, you're going to have a hard problem. So the beliefs that are going to kill you around this is thinking that putting up with wrong customers isn't a big deal. The belief that if I fire them, or if I put down boundaries that are reasonable, they're going to leave. And if they leave, I can't replace them. If someone offers me money to do work that we do, I have to take it. Bull crap. Couldn't be further from the truth. Here's another one. Cheaper prices equal happy customers. A lot of times, especially on the residential side, folks feel like if I charge a fair price, I'm taking advantage of my customer, right? My customers are going to be angry with me. There's going to be a problem, right? They've got all sorts of issues. The reality is, charging fair money does two things. One, it gives you profit. And why are we fooling around with this thing if there's no profit, right? I'm not going to be motivated to help make your life better if I'm not making any money. So it's really important that we charge enough. Second, all the things that they want in terms of service and insurance and uniforms and being taken care of and surprise and delight and everything important that they want comes from margin. And margin comes from prices. So we, in our minds, get this thing where if we charge quote unquote too much, we're taking advantage or we're screwing people. That mindset is absolutely going to kill you. What we want is we charge premium pricing and we give a premium service. We're going to charge the right people the right amount of money to blow their socks off and do an amazing job. So we've got to move away from that belief of if I'm charging people quote unquote too much, and who's to say what's too much, right? Then I'm screwing people. We got to get away from that. The last thing is we think, oh, well, I'm helping this person by putting up with their crap, right? Like, oh, if I'm just nicer to them, if I just keep putting up with their complaining and their whatever, I'm somehow helping them or being a nice business owner. We are not. I have found more than half the time, at least half the time, when I set boundaries and I kind of say, I will not tolerate this for me or my people, right? I get really pissy when people take advantage of my employees or customers. I get really, not customers, when my customers take care of my employees. Like, I've got an employee that's trying to be nice and kind and a customer is a jerk. Out, gone, done, cut them off immediately. And I found when we start, bullies will bully until you stop letting them bully. So if someone's trying to bully you or your staff and you go, listen, this is what we do. If you appreciate it, we will consider going forward. If you're going to treat me or any of my staff like this, you're out. What's it going to be? I found that when you kind of draw a line in the sand and stop putting up with their nonsense, magically they transform and they stop bullying, and all of a sudden they'll get into line. And if not, that's fine. Get rid of them. So those are the beliefs that are really going to help you. Now let's turn it around and go, okay, what kind of beliefs are going to supercharge my growth? So the beliefs that we just talked about are going to kill your cleaning company. They're going to make it so hard for you to grow. That said, you're like, great. Well, I want to, let's think positive. What can we do to fix it? All right, great. First and foremost, there is no such thing as a good, unprofitable customer. We really got to get away from, I know I don't make any money on them, but they're great. No such thing. Either you're making money on them and they may be a good customer. They can still be jerks and be a bad customer, but 100% of the time when they're not paying you enough, they're a bad customer. Two, good customers don't try to make you their bank and or make you beg for your own money, right? A lot of times like, oh, this is a great customer. It's, you know, $5,000 a month is great, but I've got to, you know, submit an invoice no earlier than 15 days after the month's over and I'll get paid net 60. And sometimes they don't even pay that. I got to do it. And now they can have a bank. And oftentimes, you know as well as I do that the people that we clean for, typically their budget, certainly on the commercial side, it might be a $50 or $100 million company, and our little $3,000 for janitorial service is a tiny line item for them. It is not cool for them to say, I want you to be my bank, right? So they've oftentimes with larger companies have policies that say things like, we want to, you know, we might have at any given time a million or 2 million or millions of dollars in payables. And the longer we can hold on those payables, we can, the time value of that money, we can make money on it. We can invest it. We can get a return, right? Which is fine. I don't have any problem with that. But when you're the little cleaner and you're like, hey, I'm just trying to pay payroll with this money, and it's a big deal to me, we don't want them treating us as their bank. So good customers don't try to use us as a bank, right? If they want to borrow money, go to a bank, not from us. And that's effectively what they're doing. Hey, pay, do the work now, pay your employees now, and maybe I'll pay you a month from now or 15 days from now or 45 days from now. That's not a good customer. We need people that allow us to grow and be cash positive and focus on providing amazing services and transforming their lives, not on begging for our own money. So if they're making, ask to be a bank, or you constantly have to beg for your money, not a good customer. We got to, and that's part of what we walk through in the Clean Profit Method, how to make sure our bidding and billing is correct. Okay. Good customers appreciate the value that you bring, right? If you are constantly getting dismissed or treated poorly and they don't think that you're really changing their lives, that's a great time to part ways for both of you, right? Because if you're not really, if I'm working with someone and I'm like, nah, I got some results, my business is kind of the same, that's not a good customer for me. And maybe it's not even their fault, maybe it's my fault, but either way, they're not a good customer. I want to keep working with them. I only want to work with people I can really bring a lot of value to their life. So we want to make sure that you are looking for customers that you can bring massive value to their life, as opposed to them thinking you're a commodity and I can just get any old jerk to come in here and clean. If that's what they think, probably not a good customer. Typically, they're also going to have a core value match, right? I'm about having fun, making money, being real, and helping out. And most of you guys in Cleaning Nation share those values, or at least value those values. We don't have to be identical, but if you think there's no place for fun in business, you're not going to be a good fit for Cleaning Nation. That's fine. You're not going to be there. Oh, Japheth, blessings, Shapo Jr. I think you're on the last live. Welcome, man. Good to talk to you. Okay, finally, your business is never going to grow without a tried and true client attraction system, whether you have good customers or not, okay? So once we realize there has to be a client attraction system in place, period, then we can go, well, if I have to have a good client attraction system in place anyway, I might as well only accept the right customers, right? Because the funny thing is, good customers are repelled by desperation. So believe it or not, if you're like, I'll take anybody, I don't care how you treat me as a whatever, you, I know it's a $3,000 a month job, but I'll do it for $2,500 just because I'm desperate. That is going to repel the good customers, right? If I was going to work with you on coaching and I'm like, you know, it's X amount of dollars, and you're like, oh, that sounds high. I go, okay, I'm sorry, I'll do it for less, right? It shouldn't instill confidence in you that I'm doing a kick butt job. That should make you go, hold on, wait, was he trying to take advantage of me before? Is this guy really not very good at what he does? Why is he so anxious to lower his prices? So good customers are going to be repelled by desperation, right? Bad customers might be attracted to it, but good customers aren't going to want that. But they'll be attracted by success, right? I'm okay when, you know, I've got people that want to work with me and I'm like, I might be booked and there may be no appointments to talk to me. And it is what it is, right? But that's better than there, if I'm like, yeah, I can talk to you anytime. Now, how about now? Well, how about in 10 minutes? I got nowhere to be all day, every day, right? So we want to make sure that we've got that client attraction system and we've got a steady flow of people coming in, which is going to, it's kind of like good work begets good work, right? If we're desperate and we're constantly begging and pleading, the good customers are going to read that and run away, and it's going to draw the bad customers. When we've got that confidence of a system that's going to bring us all the good clients that we need, and the good clients are the ones that pay on time. They appreciate what we're doing. There's good margin, right? They're constantly not complaining or negotiating. They appreciate the value as opposed to us just being a commodity. Once we've got enough of those coming, we can, that confidence is going to allow us to get more. So it's kind of like a spiral. When you get desperate and take anybody and discount your prices and beg for customers, the good customers are turned off by that because they know there's probably something wrong with this company. And the bad customers are come like, you know, when they come out of the woodwork so they can sniff somebody desperate. But when you start having the confidence of a system that gets you all the customers that you need, that confidence, you know, it's always like the old joke, like when you're married like me. This never happens to me, but when you're married like me, women are always wanting to date you, right? Because you have that confidence. But when you're single and desperate, no one watches. So that's one of the things. The good thing is, once you have the system in place to get all the customers that you need, you don't have to tolerate the bad folks. It gets so much easier to fire bad customers once you've got the confidence of getting the good customers. Finally, you're going to be able to scale profitably. So I guess the two overreaching themes for this live that I wanted to get you is, one, we got to make sure we know, actually three. One, we have to know who our good customers are, and we talked about that. Two, we have to be confident enough in our ability and our worth and our value and the value that we bring to the world to let the bad customers go. And three, the best way to get that value or that confidence in your value is to have a system that attracts more customers or prospects that you can handle. So when a bad guy shows up, you're like, I don't even have time for you, frankly. Right? I barely got enough time for the good customers. Bad customers like you, I can't even do it. If you do all this wrapped in the core values we're constantly talking about, you'll find that the good customers don't even show up. It's they're just not around. The good customers are the only ones that show up. The bad customers don't. So if you want a system to attract, not chase, clients and, quite frankly, employees, and for me to personally jump into your business and take a look at what's working, what's not working, where you're at now, where you want to be, and for me to help you come up with a plan to get there, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. And book a time for me to dive into your business with you and create a plan to get you where you want to go. I can't wait to get to know you and your business. All right. That said, we are a little bit in. I just keep getting comments. Russ, hey, good to meet you. I think Russ might be my new best friend. If he's the one I'm thinking of, I was doing a one-on-one call in my, thank you. My lovely bride put the link up there, growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. I think I was doing a one-on-one call in one of my favorite local coffee shops. And I think it's Russ came up and said, hey, how you doing? And we got a chance to talk, and that was awesome. So all that to say, I'm going to stick around and answer any questions that you guys have for a couple minutes. If you do, still weird. I'm showing zero viewers and I'm super tech dumb. So I don't know why it says zero viewers, but everyone keeps doing comments. So I'm assuming you guys are there. So if anyone has a question, jump in. If not, we will call it a day. And we're going to start doing these twice a week. So usually it's going to be Tuesdays and Thursdays. And we'll, as long as you're subscribed to the Facebook group, you'll get, or not subscribed, I think if you're a member of the Grow My Cleaning Company Facebook group, we will. Oh, and Russ says, it's me. It's nice to see you again, man. This guy was very cool. I think he and I are going to talk later this week. I'm really looking forward to it, Russ. Crap, I was saying something. I forgot what it was. I'm sure it's super important. Oh, the Facebook Live. So yeah, if you've got a question, go ahead and ask. I'm going to stay on for a little bit and answer. But while we do that, I'm going to start doing the Facebook Lives twice a week. We're actually, instead of doing podcasts, I'm going to do the Facebook Lives and then use those Facebook Lives as podcasts. So you'll be able to get them live, and you'll also be able to get them on the podcast or the YouTube channel. So if you are part of the Grow My Cleaning Company Facebook group, totally free to join. Just go to Facebook and search Grow My Cleaning Company. I think there's like 5,700 people in there. Joe Church, man, long time no talk, brother. Good to see you still in the community, brother. All right, it's weird that you guys see people viewing and I see none. So it is what it is. What are you gonna do? It was so weird too. I think the last one got like 1,100 views, but we only had 30 people on there. So I have no idea how this alchemy of Facebook works, but there it is. So anyone on the broadcast or listening to the podcast that wants to hear these live, just go to growmycleaningcompany.com. I think if you like our page and or join our Facebook group, I think either or both of those will get you notifications when we're going to go live so you can hang out with us live. If you're on this live and you're like, man, Mike talks too freaking fast, I want to hear it afterwards, just subscribe to the podcast and you'll be able to have access to that. All right. And Natasha Gonzalez with a heart. I heart you too, Natasha. This is a terrible boy heart, but it is. It's a heart. Trust me. Thomas says, and TK is Thomas and Kristen, by the way, some of my favorite human beings at our last live event. So cool. When writing up the service agreement, how do you kindly say clean up your stuff or we can't properly do our job? Great question, TK. So first and foremost, I want to be clear. I use the service agreement not so much to, and Natasha agrees, that's a good question. So well done, Thomas. Apparently people care about your fine question. So first and foremost, I don't like the service agreement to be rules and regulations, because if you've done a good job, there should be a lot of excitement around how you're going to change your lives, right? We're not selling, you give us money, we will come clean up your crap. You're selling some sort of pain that you're going to solve, some sort of transformation you're going to bring in their life. And the last thing that we want to do is go from that transformative thing, or they're really excited, you're going to get them more time with their family, you're going to make them feel special, you're going to make their boss stop yelling at them if they're commercial and they're getting clean for some, whatever this transformation is, you're going to make it for them, they're really excited, and then you hit them with this long kind of bossy service agreement. That's not what we're looking for. So I use the service agreement as another sales tool to reinforce all the things that we've been talking about through the sales process, right? How we're going to make their life better. So that said, I want to make sure that I wouldn't look at it as a rule. I would look at it as another way to make it better. So I would probably have like ways to get the most out of your experience. And I would say, pick up your stuff because you are, it helps us do a better job to serve you. So just make sure you tie it in and make it about them, not about you. So Thomas, as long as you're making it about them, not about you, hey, we can't clean, we need this, we want you, you piss off our cleaners, we, they don't care about that at all. When you make it about you, hey, Thomas, if you want to get the best experience and want to have come home to a home that feels fantastic and put your feet up and relax and get that time back with your family that we talked about, just spend 2 minutes tidying up or moving these things around so you can get the service that you're looking for. And if there's clutter around somewhere, we're going to assume that that's you want some privacy, you want that left alone and honor that. So as long as you take out all the we, I, us, our in your company name and replace with you and your, you're going to do cool. Sergio says, I love you, man. Love you too, brother. You give a lot to us. Batista Brothers from Colorado. So glad that you like the videos, man. So glad to have you on, Sergio. All right. If there's any other questions, I will answer one or two more because we've got a couple minutes. If not, really good to connect with all of you guys looking to start doing this. Thanks for joining me with my cabin. Apparently the internet here is good enough. I was afraid it wouldn't be. But I love just kind of doing these live and doing it from wherever I'm at, because I really, really love, you're welcome, TK. I know it's Thomas, but it reads TK, so it's hard to say Thomas. Love just having you guys in my life as a community and excited to start sharing with you guys on the Facebook and wherever I'm at. I'm going to try to not be behind my green screen like on the podcast all the time. So wherever I'm at, that'll be that. So if I got my little 3-year-old with me, you'll be able to see him. If I got the dogs, my wife, whatever's going on, I'll invite you in. Looks like that's all the questions we've got. Really enjoyed hanging with you guys. We'll do it again. Again, this week, because it's Thanksgiving, we'll be Monday today and Thursday or Wednesday because Thanksgiving. I figured I want to be eating turkey. You guys probably want to be eating turkey. We don't want to, it'll be the one of the few days a year we don't want to talk cleaning. So I'll be back on Wednesday live. Make sure you show up, join. Love you guys. Great job. And can't wait to see you in the group.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.